Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As I was saying in the announcements, it rained. And Lynn's laughing because we were talking about a little bit of rain. And regular advances, it rained. It started raining Thursday night because I was down at Lower Early for the youth assembly. It rained. It was still raining. I don't think it stopped raining yet. They're in the middle of just one of those stretches where it rains and rains and rains. So we all got prepared. And I'm not superstitious. Don't worry about it. We all had our umbrellas, you know. And we walked everywhere with umbrellas. And, of course, the youth got all the flack because the youth theme was Faith Reigns, taking part of Hebrews 10 as our theme this year. So we played it on Dave Delaney. That's who we played, Pastor on Youth Ministry. He has great powers, apparently. He made it rain all weekend. And I thought about that because I've walked around like this and all weekend long as my faithful companion. I didn't have to worry about losing it because it was with me everywhere. It's nice to have an umbrella, isn't it? You know, it does a good thing. It kind of protects us. It keeps a little bit of the rain off of us. But, you know, it's not always good to have something that protects us or shields us from things. And I thought about that because one of the things we were talking about when we talked about rain was R-A-I-N, the kind of stuff that falls from the sky, how that nourishes the earth, how it causes life to be, how it's a reminder of God's goodness when you have something good and cold and wet to drink. Also, all of those, including getting washed this weekend, were reminders of baptism. We kept going back to the baptismal promises that way. And I know the main assembly did some of that too, but we did an awful lot of that. We played every song with rain in the popular music catalog you can think of, country, rock, classical, as just a reminder of how the significance and the symbolism of R-A-I-N in our lives. And it's nice to have an umbrella. But there's another form of rain, isn't there? And it's R-E-I-G-N, rain, as in God's love, God's mercy, God's forgiveness reigns over our lives. That provides guidance and direction. And that's when the umbrella might be a problem. Because you see, we're not meant to live dry lives as Christians. Not that way. Not with the R-E-I-G-N anyway. Not with the waters of baptism. We're called to get soaking wet. As Dave Erlander, pastor, once said, we live a wet life in this Christian faith. And I thought about that, and Glenn, I hope you and Linda had the same experience. You know, it's kind of hard to be proud when you're soaking wet. You ever thought about that? You know, it's kind of hard to feel better than anyone else when you're dripping as you walk in the door. And so all of us at the assembly had a common experience then of our humanity and our standing before God because we were all dripping wet every time we came into the facility. And that's not bad either. It's a reminder of us that God's grace gets us wet, takes away our pride, takes away our sense that we're better than other people, and makes us recognize that we all are called to get wet in God's love and forgiveness and grace, and that the umbrellas we try to put up before God don't work very well, do they? And that's because of what we talk about this day, the Spirit, the wind, the breath of God. And I experienced this Saturday because I had the umbrella up and a gust of wind came and I might as well not even wearing the umbrella, you know. The rain came sideways and I got wet anyway. And isn't our life a faith like that? Sometimes we try to put up these barriers. Oh, I'm better than that person. I don't like that person. I do things better than they do. And God just blows the wind and throws away our umbrellas anyway. To remind us that we all stand before God by God's grace and goodness and the waters of that baptism that get us wet. And we're meant to live that life in common, in joy with each other, in forgiveness with each other, in grace with each other. To me, that's the Pentecost story that these lessons are speaking about, especially the one, poor Linda got all the Medes and the Elamites and all the other people. It's always a tough lesson. But if you thought about the Pentecost story, the miracle really isn't the fire or the tongues or the disciples being driven, not the real miracle. The real miracle of that story is that everyone understood each other. That they had this common language. They had this common experience together of hearing about God's love and forgiveness and grace in their lives. Those of you that are familiar with the Bible recall that in the Old Testament, in the story of the Tower of Babel, as in a babbling brook where the name comes from, was a reminder of how human pride confused the languages, and people separated from one another, and great enmity arose between people because of their pride. Pentecost is the opposite. It's about how God doesn't allow the barriers to go up, but blows the wind that's going to get us all equally wet. Wet in the waters of baptism. Wet in the waters of forgiveness. Wet in the waters of needing God's love and mercy to flow through us. Now, it's not raining right now. At least it wasn't last time I checked. Is it now? Okay. Well, it's going to rain. You're going to need one of these. And there is nothing wrong with an umbrella when we're dealing with R-A-I-N. But let's put the umbrellas down. Take off the rain slickers. Whatever it is that we keep between each other and keep us away from God. And let's get wet in the R-E-I-G-N of God's love, and let His Spirit blow. Amen.